How you doing? It's Zach Cassidy.
Adam Henry.
Bobby Jones.
Jeff Jarrett.
Joe Siddle.
TJ Laramie. And
Holy Mackinac. You're listening to Wind City Sports.
Yo, what's good? My name is Derek DeMar, and thank you for streaming or downloading this episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast. Wind City Sports is Windsor's only local sports radio show and podcast. Radio show airs live every Thursday at 12:30 p.m. on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit. You can hear every episode of the Wind City Sports Podcast, wherever you're listening to it right now, of course, but on Spotify, iTunes, anywhere podcasts are found, and of course also on windcitysports.com and the Border City Podcast Network. We have a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all sorts of social media. We'll tell you how to find that and the podcast again later on in the show, as we normally do. But today is Thursday, July 11th, 2019, and it's episode 153 of Wind City Sports. And this week on Wind City Sports, I'm actually sitting in CJAM right now as I'm speaking. I just completed an interview, and we'll be hearing it on the radio show as well, with a local hockey player from right here in Windsor, Ontario, who played most of his days in the OHL and with the Sarnia Sting. He finished off in Oshawa, started off in Sault Ste. Marie. From right here in Windsor, he is the Lancers' newest recruit to the men's hockey team. It's Anthony Salanitri. Always got to pause before I say his name. I just want to make sure I say it right. I should know. And not to be confused with Tony Salitri, pro wrestler, as we talk about. But Anthony just joined me here in the, at the CJAM radio station downtown Windsor. I brought his buddy along with him. They just came from working out, and we just shot the shit for a little bit about his career, about coming to the Lancers, about all the players that he played with in the O who are going on to NHL ranks and elsewhere now, and of course what's going on with him, where he might be ending up in the next year or so. He's got a lot planned for a young guy. He's got school coming up, he's got the Lancers coming up, and much more potentially in hockey. So we're going to jump over into that interview in just a few minutes, but quickly before we do that, I just want to tell you about SeatGiant.ca. With SeatGiant.ca, it's a ticket sales site just like StubHub and all the other competition, but there's two catches that are great about SeatGiant.ca. First off, it's all in Canadian dollars, so you know exactly what you're paying for. No service fees after the fact. It's all laid out for you in Canadian dollars. And the best part yet is you can get 5% off with code WINCITY, W-N-I-C-I-T-Y. That's code WINCITY for 5% off tickets at SeatGiant.ca. They have tickets for Tigers games, concerts, events, and during the regular season, they even have tickets for the Windsor Spitfires and Windsor Express and much more. So it's all local and beyond. So if you're in the market looking to get some tickets to an upcoming show or game or something like that, check out SeatGiant.ca. Certainly consider it. I don't think you'll be disappointed. But now without further ado, let's jump on over to the interview with former OHLer and soon-to-be Windsor Lancers hockey player Anthony Salanitri. Here we go. So right now I'm out here at CJAM for another interview with an OHL veteran, recent grad, former Sioux Greyhound, Sarnia Sting, Oshawa General. Spent most of your days in Sarnia. Sixth round pick to the Philadelphia Flyers back in 2016. And the Lancers' newest recruit, Anthony Salanitri. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So first off, when I was doing some research, I don't know if this ever happened to you, so I typed in your name and I spelled it wrong. Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Pro wrestler Tony Salanitri. Yeah. I'm like, this is it. What the hell? I'm trying to find you. I'm like, this isn't him. He's a fucking hockey player. He's not a wrestler. I just thought that was funny. I didn't know if anyone has ever...
It's happened a couple
really?
Times.
Really? Yeah. And I'm like spelling your name differently and still he's coming off. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought that was funny. But so now that your OHL days are done, how did you decide to kind of go that OUA route, and how are you recruited by Windsor?
Yeah, I've noticed over the years the OUA route has gotten better and better. The hockey's gotten better. And, you know, the OHL and the hockey community is really small. So you talk to a lot of people, a lot of teammates, yeah, a lot of friends, and you see the routes they take. And a lot of my buddies, you know, have been fortunate enough to move on, and some have been moving on to university mm-hmm. hockey. So you can tell that it's an improved level of hockey, and it definitely helps develop your game if you don't go the, you know, the AHL, NHL route. So I'm definitely looking forward to it if nothing works out.
Oh, yeah, at the end of the day, I think from what I understand, it's like pretty much same level hockey, if not maybe a little step up. And like, it's kind of like we talked about on the show a lot with a lot of guys that go from OHL to there, and they're like, it's, that's what they say, you know, and it's kind of overlooked, I want to say, because I think a guy, he went and played fucking college hockey now, you know, he didn't make it to the NHL. But did anyone kind of put the bug in your ear to come here, or was it just like, it's home, it's kind of a no-brainer?
Yeah, myself and my family, we took a lot of time and effort to do our research and, you know, think about the decision, because it's a 4-year decision rather than a, you know, a 1 or 2 year decision. So we had a lot of opportunities to go out east or other places in Ontario, but we thought that Windsor would be the best bet for me. I've been away the last 5 years.
Yeah, so I was going to mention
from a young age. Mm-hmm. You know, I had my fun and, you know, I enjoyed being away. But when it comes to the school process, I think I'm going to need as much help as possible after, you know, not being in school for 3 years.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's
I've always been a good student, but it's definitely a big jump from,
you know. Just having a couple years off.
Exactly.
Right? Like, I don't even remember high school and it was 10 years ago. I don't remember college and it was 5 years ago. Yeah. So imagine going back now.
So I'm looking forward to the jump, but we thought it was best to stay in Windsor. And obviously they have a good hockey program, and I'm definitely
absolutely. So like, was there anything that it was exciting you to kind of join this group with the Lancers? Like,
yeah, they were obviously they finished mid-pack last year, and I know some of the guys on the team. They're one of the few teams that has majority of returning players, so obviously they're going to improve next year, and with the additions they brought in this year, I think we'll have a good shot at doing very well next year.
A lot of junior players on the team, of course. Brian Todd Warner, former NHLer, as a coach, I mean, it's no-brainer, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
NHL coach, it shows that they want to win and are building the structure to go that way, obviously, right? So I'm just, like I said, I'm sure you're excited to come back home to being away for, you know, when you're 16 to 20 years old now.
Yeah.
You can come home. Are you happy to be part of the Windsor kind of hockey group too?
Yeah, I am. Obviously, Windsor, there's a lot of history here through our family. You know, a lot of family members are teachers at the University of Windsor or professors. As well, my brother was a University of Windsor Lancer as well. Okay. He played on the school team, soccer team, for 5 years. So kind of want to follow in his shoes a little bit. And
that's cool.
Take a different route.
Yeah, but, take the hockey route, right?
Yeah.
It's awesome. So you kind of touched upon it too a little bit. Did you kind of consider going overseas or anywhere else in different leagues and stuff like that?
Yeah. We had a lot of offers from Europe, and, you know, I still have an opportunity to play for the Rangers here in September.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm looking forward to that in Traverse City. But, you know, like we said, it was big for me to have a backup plan, and we thought Windsor would be best for me. So either way, it's a win-win situation for me. Obviously, my goal is to play in the AHL or NHL next year, but knowing that I have a backup plan, it makes things a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm. That's a good stepping stone. Like you said, you've seen people go the same route, right?
And
work out from, rather if you go overseas or if you want to continue to do that, right? Mm-hmm. It is a possibility post OUA or whatever, right? So you had quite the long OHL career, you know, spent most of your time in Sarnia, like you mentioned briefly, with Sault Ste. Marie. So how was your time in Sarnia?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Very interesting. Sure.
Yeah, yeah. I enjoyed all three teams. A little bit different everywhere. Like you said, I spent most of my time in Sarnia. So the friends I made there, the coaches I've been through there, it was an unbelievable experience. You learn a lot. You know, you do things that not every teenager gets to do. So I really enjoyed it. I think I developed as a hockey player quite a bit there. I was fortunate enough to play under three NHL coaches. So it was an awesome experience, and I enjoyed my time
there. Absolutely. That's the thing I think people don't really realize too, is like you said, you're a young kid, right?
Yeah.
So to be able to do that, it's pretty impactful. I'm sure it's something you're going to remember for the rest of your life, right? And I went to school there, so in Sarnia, and I worked at the arena, and I was around...
you grow up quick being away from home for 5 years, especially when you're 15 years old. So
you kind of put on your own, right?
Yeah, so obviously they set you up with a good billet family there, but... I mean, it's not your own family. They welcome you like your family. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough to be with three or four amazing billets throughout my OHL career. And, you know, I still talk to them this day. I still go visit them. But you got to remember, you're 15 years old. You're going through your five most important years of your life, most exciting years of your life, and you're away from home. So you do learn to grow up and become mature very fast.
No, absolutely. I'm sure it's hard to leave, you know, being, like I said, 15, 16, or you're leaving all your boys in school, and but what you're going to do, right?
It's what you want to do, right?
Exactly.
A ton of fun.
But just being that age and like you said, it kind of molds you into what you're going to be now, right? And I've seen it a lot with the OUA guys coming in this way. But one thing I wanted to touch upon was when I was there, I worked at the arena, and you got traded for D'Angelo, right?
Yeah.
That was part of that trade. Yeah. Do you know him at all?
I know of him a little bit. We spoke a little bit when we got traded for each other, kind of. Okay.
Because at first, like, when I was reading it, I thought that you guys were together. Like, mm-hmm. I thought you guys came to starting together, but obviously jogging my memory. So when I was there, he was insane.
Yeah.
he turned it around big time, probably. Like, I haven't really heard much about him. Like, he's playing in the NHL,
yeah.
But, like, I remember one time he just completely lost his shit, and I was like, this kid is going to kill somebody, and he's the captain of the team. So
yeah.
That's where I kind of want to lead it into, like, you know, the next year, Darian Hatcher and Legwon came in and stuff, and that was, like, a huge turnaround for the team in so many ways. Did you kind of see that? And because you were there the year prior with Letowski's last year, you know, did you see a difference in those two groups?
Letowski was... you know, still to this day, one of my favorite coaches.
Yeah.
He was an unbelievable players coach. Really understood the game. Really understood his players. He took the time to, you know, develop each and every one of us. And you know, unfortunately, his time was short in Sarnia. But yeah. You know, Hatcher and Legwon came in, and like I said, you know, two former NHL players, Stanley Cup champion. You do learn a lot from them, and they were just as well to play under as Letowski.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very talented players and, you know, excellent coaches as well. Yeah.
How was Hatcher as a coach? Because I think it was, like, his first coaching gig, really, right?
Yeah. If you get to know Darian, he's a quiet guy. He always has been, you know, through speaking to many people. But he is, once he warms up, he's a really good guy, yeah. Really, really easy to talk to. And, you know, he really cares about his players and he helps them develop.
I've never met him. But, now you have Letowski here, too, with the Spits, right? So, I mean, relationships like that, they go a long way. I'm sure you guys keep in touch. And who knows, maybe you'll be doing something with him.
Yeah.
You never know, right? It's just good to have those connections. But when I was there, 2013-14 was the season I worked there. Mm-hmm. And they were just terrible. Like there's no sugarcoating it. So... to see that big transition, that's what Hatcher and them wanted too, right? So the team was about to be sold at the time that I was leaving.
Yeah.
Like, it was potentially going to, like, move to, I think, somewhere in Michigan, and they needed somebody to save that team, really, and just buy it and keep it there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, won't two Michigan guys do it. But, you know, considering the spot that they were in and the turnaround, was the group, like, the team proud to say, like, we kind of got, you know, Sarnia out of that slump, got them out, they were the bottom, and at least got them to playoffs, you know?
Yeah, so the 4 years that I was there, two of the 4 years we made, you know, good playoff runs, and we had, you know, two teams that were projected to go all the way. Unfortunately, it's hockey, and anyone can beat anyone. My second year in the league, and my second year with Sarnia, we lost in the first round as the number two seed to the seventh seed, Sault Ste. Marie. Which was tough for me coming from Sault Ste. Marie. But, you know, we had a really good team. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to play with, you know, NHLers now like Chychrun and Zacha and Konechny. And, you know, obviously it was one of the funner years that I had. Like I said, we didn't do as well as we wanted to, but it was a good learning experience. And then in my fourth year and final full year with Sarnia, we had another team that was projected to go all the way.
Yep.
We lost in the second round to Kitchener in game six. You know, we faced a couple injuries and, you know, we weren't very healthy, but we put up a fight. And like I said, it's you learn from it and you mm-hmm. move on. And then obviously my last year from those past experiences, I was brought in to Oshawa for that reason. And, you know, we went on a long playoff run. Unfortunately, we lost in the conference finals to Ottawa.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely a good 5 years.
Oh, no doubt, man. It's all about what you take out of it, right?
Like, yeah.
So you want to win. You want to win the championship. Mm-hmm. But if not, it's about the road,
exactly,
you learned on that way, right?
Yeah.
And that's where I kind of want to go to next, all these guys that you played with. But as you had mentioned, decent run this year with Oshawa until you get to Ottawa. And Mikey DiPietro, another Windsor guy, he was just on shutdown mode that whole playoff.
That's Mikey. He usually does that to me, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Never been. Never got to play with him, but I work out with him. He's a good guy, great kid. You know, he's a hell of a goalie, and he's going to be playing in the NHL one day, so at least I can say I lost to an NHLer.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good story, too, right? Even their run to be part of that and face some adversity against them. It's something that will go down in history, at least with the OHL. So, again, I wanted to kind of talk about some people that you played with. You're briefly in Sioux for a little bit. You played with Darnell Nurse. How was he like?
He's a great guy. He was obviously the captain there. Definitely a fan favorite in Sault Ste. Marie. You know, I was 15, 16-year-old in my first season, and, you know, looking up to those guys like Jared McCann and Darnell Nurse. And, you know, they really lead by example on and off the ice. Darnell was always number one in the gym and number one on the ice. So definitely followed that guy around a lot, and, you know, he took good care of me.
It's pretty cool. So, like, when I do research like this, I go through all those hockey DBs that you play with, and I see a name like him, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I want to bring that up. He's a guy like I like Toronto. I'm from Windsor, go to Detroit games. He's just a guy that whatever team he plays on, I just like him, you know?
Yeah.
Edmonton or Oilers, but it doesn't matter. I just like him.
He's
for some
feisty. He plays the game hard.
Yeah, like the way he plays. And
he's well-respected.
And so, as you mentioned, most of your time in Sarnia, you played with Jordan Kyrou. You two players were making some magic there, so... of course, over time, the team added a lot of assets, but what was it like playing with Jordan?
He's still, to this day, one of my best friends.
Yeah.
He's an unbelievable hockey player. He did a lot of things that just wowed me. I was fortunate enough, I played on his line for majority of my time in Sarnia. He made my job a lot easier. A lot of beautiful passes and a lot of easy goals for me. But like I said... he was a great teammate, great leader. He always wanted to be the best, always wanted to succeed. And, you know, we still laugh about our memories in Sarnia. You know, and I wish him all the best in St. Louis.
Yeah, that's what I mean. If only he would have played one game in the playoffs. Eh?
Yeah.
Just to get, hopefully he got a ring, who knows, right?
Yeah.
But, again, like looking at his stuff, I'm like, shit, if only he would have been part of that squad.
Yeah.
Just because that's that whole story alone, right?
Like, yeah.
That's amazing. But kind of fast forward a little bit, you touch upon it, you know, going to Oshawa. Was it kind of, you know, that veteran trade, like send him somewhere where he might have a chance at winning a championship? Given the years you put into Sarnia and stuff like that, was that kind of the deal?
Yeah, it was obviously a bittersweet moment for me. I spent majority of my time in Sarnia, and you know, some of my best friends till this day were on that team. So it was tough leaving, but obviously I had a good opportunity to win a championship there in Oshawa, and you know, it was one of those things where they wanted to bring in as many guys that had experience as possible, because it's a game of experience in the playoffs. And you know, we obviously did that. Like I said, unfortunately we didn't, you know, come out on top, but it was definitely a team that had the opportunity to win.
Well, another stacked team that you kind of brought into, right? So again, just at the end of your OHL career in that playoff, you got to play with a lot of new guys too, right? So I'm sure that was very beneficial.
Yeah, guys like Sajan, Matinen, you know, guys who've won the OHL before, they also brought a lot of experience. But you know, for me, it was my best year in the league, you know, point-wise and development-wise. I played a big part of, you know, my future, and it was a great time in Oshawa.
Kind of how you end off your OHL career kind of says a lot, like a fight, you know, it could be losing the whole time, but if you bounce back at the end. You only would have 30 more seconds, who knows what would happen.
Yeah.
So, what was, just off the top of my head, Greg Nemes, was he pretty cool to you?
Yeah, you know, it was funny because when I was a kid growing up, I looked up to the Spitfires, you know, I was fortunate to be good at a good age when Windsor won the back-to-back Memorial Cups, and obviously Nemo was on that squad. So to have him as a coach, and it was a fun experience for me. He's definitely a player's coach because he's been through it all.
Mm-hmm. Especially in that realm too, he was basically, you know, he did the AHL, he played some NHL games, but he was like, he's known for his OHL time, right? So to coach in the same league he played in.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, he had a lot of injuries which kept him from, you know, moving on. But he obviously does a really good job at coaching, and, you know, it's something that he is passionate about. and it really shows.
Yeah, that's his home area too, right? Yeah, I had him on the show. We talked about it. Yeah, it was around the time the plant was closing, so uh-huh. spice the crowd up a little bit here. Get him out to the games, have some fun.
For sure.
But yeah, good guy. And again, it's just like that era of Spitfires on the show. Always try and get him back and reminisce about those times. So again, when I was doing the research, I'm like, oh yeah, fucking Nemez is the coach there. It's just a small little connection.
Yeah.
And we'll wrap it up with the hardest question of all. Now that you are enrolled here, I'm assuming you're enrolled in school with the Lancers, what are you studying, and do you have anything, kind of goals you might want to do, or is that a tough one?
Yeah, so I'm enrolled in liberal arts my first year,
okay.
Which my second year I'll go into HK, sports management.
Yep.
My brother took HK when he was here, so wanted to kind of do something similar to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay involved in sports and hockey.
A lot of connections there, right?
Yeah, obviously, goal-wise, my goal right now is just to prepare for the New York Rangers camp, obviously. I'm hoping to play in the AHL next year, NHL. But if it comes to school, then I plan on being the Rookie of the Year. That's a goal I want to do. Obviously, it's going to be a tough task, but set your goals high and, hopefully.
That's pretty cool. No, it's cool to hear. And I did the sport management thing at Lambton, so I have the same sort of background.
Yeah.
Same thing. Just use it. You know, you have so many connections.
Yeah.
You probably don't have to go to school if you don't want to and get a job in hockey or something. Yeah. Right? But to have the knowledge, it's a big difference, right?
And obviously, fortunate enough that I have the OHL package as well, so schooling is free, which is a big part of my decision of coming here.
Yeah, take advantage of it, man.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for taking the time to come out here, boys. I appreciate it, and thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, you guys. Just a short one this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. Got to bank out some more interviews soon. We have a lot of hockey in the past few weeks, and we have a lot more to come, and we're going to try and get some other stuff in there starting with next week. Hopefully get back into some martial arts and then back to hockey. Got a lot of hockey stuff lined up. I don't know, at this point now it's just obviously there's a lot of people that I want to still cross off the list from back in the beginning, but just kind of doing what also just interests me, you know. So I'd seen that the Lancers recruited Anthony, and I thought it's a perfect guy for the show. He's from Windsor. He's played a long OHL career. Now he's coming back to Windsor to continue playing hockey. So that interests me, and I wanted to reach out to him. There's a lot of people that I personally wanted to get on, and there's some obvious ones that I should have on, and that's the goal. And until then, I don't know when this thing is going to end. I have thought about it before, but there's just too much out there. Sometimes I think, I've done it all, but then you remember, well, how about this guy and this girl? Remember that team and stuff like that. So, and there's always, like Anthony, there's always more to come. The future is bright here for Win City Sports. But now we're just going to wrap it up really quickly, talk about some upcoming events and local sports news, kicking things off with our Junior B lacrosse team, the Windsor Clippers. They started off the semifinal conference series with the Six Nations Rebels, their highest competition in the regular season. I think the only team that they lost to more than once. Game one was Friday away on the road, and they lost 12-7. Not super close, but not, for lacrosse, not a huge deficit. I'm talking right now on Tuesday, podcast coming out on Thursday. They actually play tonight as I speak. And there will be results for it by the time this episode drops. They have game two in Windsor Tuesday night. That's July 9th. And then their next game, once this drops, is tomorrow, Friday the 12th, on the road. And then they return home on Sunday the 14th for game three. For game four on the 14th. And that is also if necessary. It's best 3 out of 5, so unless I get swept, we should see them at home on Sunday. They just have to win at least one game, and then from there, sudden death game 5 is on Monday the 15th. Let's talk a little bit about our Windsor TFC soccer team. They're recently coming off another loss. I think they only have one win, one tie so far this season. They lost to Aurora FC 2-0 on Saturday in Aurora. Coming up next, this Saturday, they're on the road again, taking on the OSU Force. And they don't have another home game until Friday, July 19th, the following weekend, against Durham United here at the University of Windsor at 8 p.m. at Alumni Field. From there, they have two more away games in the regular season and one home game on Friday, August 16th, against the Oakville Blue Devils. More on that in the weeks coming, but finally, our St. Clair Green Giants baseball team, they're wrapping up a three-game series tonight, and then following that, they have a three-game series at home at Lacoste Park. Then they finally get 3 days off before they get back into things next Thursday. So check out stclairgreengiants.com for more information, scheduling. That is the St. Clair College League baseball team for the summer. Stellar performances and great athletes, and they again, like our Lancers, they're playing against American teams, top American teams, and definitely putting up some good competition. Last I checked, they're sitting in second place in their division. So for some Canadians and a team for Canada, as mentioned on the show here with some past Lancers players, it kind of gets overlooked, but really a strong system in baseball in Windsor in the college and university level. So check that out if you're a big baseball fan. Missing out. But anyway, my name is Drake DeMore, and that is all this week on the Wind City Sports Podcast. We're here every Thursday with a brand new episode and a new radio show every Thursday live at 12:30 p.m. on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit. You can hear the podcast anywhere podcasts are found, wherever you're listening to it right now, including iTunes, Spotify, and much, much more. You can also catch us on windcitysports.com as our direct access to the podcast and announcements and other stuff. But every episode could be found on there and on any app or site that you use to listen to podcasts. We're also on the Border City Podcast Network, a brand new podcasting network with three local podcasts, including Straight Out of Windsor and the AVB podcast. Go to bordercitynetwork.com to check that out. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and like us on Facebook and subscribe on YouTube, whatever it may be, at @WindCity_sports, or just simply type in Wind City Sports. Wind City is all one word. And you can follow me, Drake DeMore, on Instagram and Twitter at Drake DeMore, for whatever reason that might interest you, but you know, I gotta put it out there. But anyway, that's all this week on Wind City Sports. We'll be back with a brand new episode next, and until then, smell you later.